Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we are going to learn more about the soon-to-open Thunderbird Treatment Center here on Vashon. To help us do that, I'm joined by two members of the Friends of Thunderbird Advisory Board. This is a group of independent volunteers united to support this new residential program. They are Leslie Brown and Liz Ilg, who represents one of the organizations in the Vashon Social Services Network. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you.
Welcome, Leslie. Thank you for
Susan.
Being here. Our objective today is to learn more about the treatment center, about why a group has organized to support it, and to respond to some of the concerns expressed by Islanders. My first question to both of you is, why have you organized this group to support the center? Why do you feel it's necessary?
Well, I can jump in on a personal level. It's a debt that I have. And so in the early 80s, as a newly minted social worker, I went off to save the world. And I ended up as the director of a battered women's shelter. And we saw up close and personal the association with drugs and alcohol and interpersonal violence, both sexual assault and domestic violence. And so we asked an indigenous elder to come and teach us about how to deal with this in our community. And she came and talked about our responsibility as being part of a generational flow, both to our elders and to the children 7 generations hence. She talked about accountability for our own behavior, and she talked about self-worth. And this concept of Native actualization really grabbed me as a person who used alcohol and drugs on a daily basis. And when the staff asked that people who worked at DWC, Tundra Women's Coalition, be clean and sober, and invited me into the circle, I stepped in, and I've been there ever since.
And so this harkens back to, I would venture to say, a system that you believe is effective in treating addiction.
Absolutely. And in the 50 years, it's certainly matured, and Thunderbird in its previous iteration is a testament to that, of a treatment model that'll be of incredible value.
Thank you, Liz.
Native people and the island.
Leslie, why are you in this group?
I got involved with this group when I worked with Joseph Bogard and Eve Suskin on a commentary for The Beachcomber. Joseph reached out to me as a writer to ask me to help with this commentary. And in so doing, I began to realize what a fantastic opportunity this was. I began to realize how great the Seattle Indian Health Board is. It's a organization with 30 years of experience, professional, a national reputation, deeply, deeply committed to their clients. And that was very inspiring to me to learn more about the Seattle Indian Health Board. But it also gave me an opportunity to delve more deeply into this problem of drug and alcohol addiction. And Susan, I just want to share with you one really compelling fact. In 2013, we had about 300 deaths from drug and alcohol overdoses in King County. In 2023, a decade later, it was over 3,000. That's a 300% increase.
Wow.
This is a huge problem, and we could choose to be separate and apart on our sweet little island, a bubble, without having to worry about these things, or we can be a part of the solution. And I choose to be part of the solution. I think we're lucky to have an organization of this caliber step in and occupy a space that was once also a place of healing, the Vashon Community Care Center. This will be another place of healing. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for us.
And that brings up the question that I think some people have, and that is, will the center be treating Indian clients exclusively, or is there room for what we know to be Vashon Island addicts?
Yep. I'd like to jump in on that. So serving on the Vashon Services Social Services Network, we deal with this on a constant basis. We do these health fairs. And I was appalled at the last health fair when Neighbor Care brought their table of things. And one of the things they hand out to kids in the schools here are little strips to test whether the street drugs you were using contained fentanyl.
Whoa.
So our kids are better educated about the opioid crisis in our community than most adults are. And I would imagine most of your listeners have some kind of experience with addiction and its misery that it causes. To speak to your question, though, it is a native indigenous modality, but anyone who is vetted and is clean and sober and ready for in-depth treatment will be admitted. It's not a crisis center. It's not a detox. It's definitely for people who are committed to a life of recovery. And it will include at least 15 beds that are dedicated to people who are parenting or soon to parent. So it's an exciting opportunity for new moms or new parents to find recovery with their children.
I've never heard of that, honestly. Whole new concept to me.
I wanted to speak too to our mentor, Sydney Brown, who came to Bethel a long time ago. I went to visit her at her treatment facility in Portland, and this was so in 83, and she ran a facility for women and children, and it was under the auspices of the Native American Recovery Association.
Applying this mm-hmm. same indigenous approach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, your story about the strips that were offered to Vashon High School kids tells me that there was an assumption that these kids are using street drugs.
Correct.
And I'm wondering how many parents are actually aware of that.
Good question. Well, and you know, one of the handouts from VARSA, the teen prevention group, is med boxes. So you can secure your meds and whatever adults are taking to hopefully keep them away from people who would abuse them or use them recreationally.
So that's just one more amplification of the fact that Vashon Island is not an island when it comes to addiction. You're listening to A Vashon Minute, and we're talking with Leslie Brown and Liz Ilg, who are members of the Friends of Thunderbird Advisory Board, and we're talking about the upcoming opening in 2025, presumably, of the Thunderbird Treatment Center. There is some serious opposition to the opening of this center, and one of the questions is the treatment facility licensed? Is it permitted to be a treatment center in 2025? Leslie?
Yeah, I can speak to that. I'm no expert about this. I do not work for the Seattle Indian Health Board, clearly. But I have, you know, I have talked to the leadership there and know a little bit about this. So first, one thing I want to explain is that there are two tracks here that I believe people are conflating. First, there is a question about whether or not Seattle Indian Health Board is permitted, if its treatment center is permitted under current zoning. And here's what I understand. They have applied for permits under our current zoning laws as a community residential facility. This is already a zoned and permissible use for that part of the island. And the program that Seattle Indian Health Board envisions fits perfectly within that definition. They are not seeking a zoning variance. They are not seeking any zoning changes. They are seeking permitting under our current zoning laws. Now, there is a separate track here that we're hearing a lot of talk about, and that is the fact that the county is currently working to approve its 2024 comprehensive plan. This is a zoning plan that comes before the county every 10 years. You can read all about it if you Google King County 2024 Comprehensive Plan, which I did, and I learned a lot about it. It's a separate track. It's a public process. No decisions have been made under that. The process is still unfolding before the county council, and they will make a decision in December of this year about changes to the comprehensive plan. But my point here, Susan, is that these are two separate tracks. The comprehensive plan, which is currently under discussion, is a countywide plan. It has nothing to do with the Seattle Indian Health Board plans, at least not specifically. It's about the county as a whole. And the Thunderbird Treatment Center is there, you know, it's before the permitting officials in King County. Like any other facility, business, any other commercial use would go through. It's what happened with the Vashon Center for the Arts. They had to go through this. The hardware store years ago, it's what happens right. Every time there's a new use here on the island.
Well, and I'd just like to emphasize that comprehensive plan for King County is countywide. It is not specific to Vashon Island. So those zoning laws, should they change or as they change, will apply to Vashon because it's part of King County. It doesn't mean that everything the zoning laws allow is going to happen here.
That's good totally point. Correct.
Questions about the program itself. Some people are concerned that the people receiving treatment at the center will be released on the island with no support for housing or work when they're finished with their treatment, or even if they choose to leave before their treatment is finished. How does the Thunderbird Group support people as they leave the facility?
Well, I guess I hesitate to speak for that organization, but what I can speak to is the fact that people who go to treatment are pretty invested in being successful, and the staff are similarly invested in them having a successful experience. So if somebody's not stepping up or fulfilling what they need to do to be accountable to that program, they will be gently and softly moved on to another space that would be safe for them. It's evident when people are not getting the program.
And that would be not likely be on the island, correct?
Correct. I mean, people are all coming from somewhere, right?
So they have somewhere to go back to, presumably.
Yes.
Okay.
And what's more, they talk about a warm handoff. When somebody completes treatment, there will be a warm handoff to another social services agency, other programs. When somebody completes treatment, you know, they're on a path of recovery, but it's a path and it's ongoing. And so, you know, there will be, like I said, a warm handoff to others. It's not like they're going to just walk out the door and be on their own. That's not how Seattle Indian Health Board works. That's not how recovery works.
Thank you. Another of the concerns is what might be considered the shortage of emergency medical care here. Should one of the residents or clients have a medical emergency, how does the center presume to respond to that?
So, again, I can't speak for them, but what I do have is my 9 years of experience here. I used to go play fiddle at VCC and Music Men's Minds, and so I had a sense about the emerging needs of that facility. And I can tell you from personal experience of looking at treatment facilities, the previous customers at that building would far exceed in terms of emergency medical needs the group that's intended for the treatment facility. So it's a very odd question to be asking compared to the folks who were in cardiac arrest and many other things previously.
When it was Vashon Community Care Center.
Correct. And yes. I'd also like to speak to the incredible ramping up of our own medical systems. I mean, the fact that we have a mobile integrated health unit from the fire department, the fact that the Vashon Pharmacy is stepping up with care, and our own hospital district is looking at urgent care.
Yeah,
so we have amazing resources on this island.
We do, and they're improving every day.
Absolutely.
We have about 2 minutes left. In that time, I would like you to tell us, what are the benefits that the Thunderbird Center are going to bring to Vashon Island?
Well, one of the most obvious benefits, besides being a part of the solution, which I believe is a huge benefit, to me personally, it would just make me feel even better about this island that I love so much, for us to be a part of the solution, to care, to reach beyond our borders. But also there will be employment. A building that now stands empty will not stand empty. That, you know, people talk about, some people who are afraid of the treatment center think it will bring you know, addiction to the island, it will be just the opposite. It will bring recovery to the island. It will be a beacon for recovery. And that's a voice that I think every one of us on Vashon would love to see and love to hear. It's for our children. It's for adults. It's for all of us.
And I'd like to just jump in and say, it's an opportunity for Vashon to walk its talk. How many of us have those little blue signs out in front of our houses honoring the people who lived here before?
Yes.
And how many of our organizations have land acknowledgement statements? This is an opportunity to give land back. Never
Thank
mind
you.
They had to buy it at an extreme price. And never mind they're having to fight to keep it. But I think it's our opportunity to humbly recognize the fact that we have a great debt here.
Liz Ilg, Leslie Brown, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on a Vashon Minute. One last piece of information. You guys have a website. What is the web address?
It is friendsofthunderbird.org.
Thank you very much. Dear listeners, thank you for staying with us here on the Voice of Vashon. And stay tuned. You never know what might come next.